are very passionate about what we do.
Welcome to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there's some element to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding inefficiencies, strengthening internal processes, or unlocking growth that can extend the firm beyond its current limitations.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Haley Steele, Marketing Coordinator with MassMEP. And today is a little outside of our ordinary scheduled routine. So I had to throw this together last minute because I wanted to grab our new center director, when I could. And she's super busy, even though it's the end of the year. So I thought I'll grab her. Sent her a Zoom invite. She jumped on and said, "What are we doing?" And I said, "We're going to do a podcast." And she said, "What? Are you for real?" And I said, "Absolutely." So I would like to welcome our new center director, Kimberly Engel. So welcome, Kim.
Thank you yeah. for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for
Such
coming
on. Such a nice
on.
Surprise on this morning.
If anybody ever gets to see this, they'll see her facial expressions, which is kind of like, it really isn't, but I'm happy to do it anyway.
I wouldn't say happy, Haley. I would say I'm already ready. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. So Kim is our new center director, and we just wanted to bring her in and kind of, I think everybody who's anybody that we've worked with in the past, quite a few years, and I'll kind of, you know, you can fill in those details for me. They know who you are, but I just wanted to take a moment to let every, you know, for those that don't, you know, give them a little bit more insight on you, your background, where you've come from, and, you know, what's prepared you to be here. And so I thought, let's just have Kim on and let's just talk about you as the new center director and maybe, you know, what you're looking for where we're headed in 2021. So obviously I'm part in that fold too, but yeah, just kind of our outlook for getting out of this crappy year of 2020, right?
Yes. And yeah, I'm sure everyone can relate to that for sure. Yeah. You know, we as an organization have done tremendous things, especially given this year with all of the uncertainty and the pandemic. We truly did a pivot, just like many other companies and the state and everything else. We did the same thing. We have a great team across the board here. MassMEP's goal was about manufacturers and making sure they were able to come to the table, you know, create sales, pivot. And we played a big part in the Massachusetts Emergency Response Team during that period. And that gave us a really great insight. It was in a partnership with Mass Tech. We were really instrumental in reaching those manufacturers and throughout most of the rest of this year, once the pandemic hit. And we still continue to do that today. And I think our manufacturers stepped up to the plate. There has been awards given out. So there's been a lot of great stuff that came from this, you know, unprecedented time, I guess you would say. Yeah. As our organization had to pivot and roll, we certainly had to also move fast with something we didn't know what we were dealing with. Which is unusual for us. We're super great at the training and all of the continuous improvement products that we have, cybersecurity, working a lot into looking forward into the industry 4.0 of things. So, you know, we have a lot on our plate. We've had a lot of changes within the organization. And I have to say they have all been good in the sense of how we've all grown together. As much as we've become virtual, I think we've all band together in a sense where being the teams that we are, everything works out in the sense of how we all implement what we need to get done. We do it at a fast pace and we haven't stopped yet and I don't see it stopping. So in 2021, you know, we have a string of things that's happening. We've got some people coming into new roles in the company. We have a lot of new products and ideas that are coming down the line. And in 2020, I think we're going to hit the road running. And, you know, I don't think it will stop. We've got a lot of strategic things that we are planning in place, of course, with our strategic plans. The leadership team at Mass MEP is incredible. And we're lucky in that sense that we have continued to stay relevant and keep our heads above water in all of that. So 2021, we're looking forward to. And I think it will be just another, another piece of what's good from Mass MEP to the state and to the manufacturers.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, when you say about the future in, 2021, there's a lot of people say, if you ask anybody, what their five-year plan was 5 years ago to today, this definitely was not part of their five-year plan.
Absolutely not. And I think too, as we look strategically out even 2 to 3 years, it's really hard to do.
Yes.
It's because of all the uncertainty that we're up against and not knowing. It's the not knowing piece that really can throw a wrench into how you're projecting what you need to do in the future. So, that's another challenge, but we're, as always, this company and these teams have always taken a challenge and, bit it off as much as they could and spit it out. So we're on a good path, and we know we can accomplish anything we need to. So
yeah, it's super exciting too. And being a part of this, obviously I'm new. You've been with Mass MEP for how long now, Kim?
13 years, almost 14.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, I always say this, it is probably the best organization I have ever worked with. And it for all of those things that you just said, for all those reasons, for the team building and, the excitement of it, the new products and the new visions and all the just, it's ever changing.
Yes.
And it was before, and then definitely this pandemic really sped it up even more so. And I think there's a lot of these companies that as the manufacturers, they had to find ways to pivot. And just like you said, now this obviously was a huge unknown for a long time, and then it happened. And so now there's always that, there is a little bit of fear, I think, that sticks in some people.
Absolutely. Yeah?
Like what could, if this happens again, or if this, maybe not necessarily this type of a pandemic, but another
something else.
Yeah. Right. How do we kind of prepare for that?
And it's hard to say how do we prepare, because if you don't know what it is, but knowing what we've all gone through, and this goes from, from the state to every little company to, restaurants and everything else, and how it's affected the people, in every realm, you know, it can be done.
Yeah.
Like this was what really came out of a lot of the things that we've been doing and producing and working with so many different entities and partnerships, that people band together and it gets done.
It is. It's a super cool thing. And saying that, with on your perspective, as you transitioned into this new role as a center director, was there anything like, what prepared you for this? I mean, obviously you came into it in a really odd time, but in the things that you've done before, in your role with Mass MEP, what things did prepare you for this?
Well, so, I was really lucky to be in all the roles that I was in previously, working with the teams. I handled all the administrative pieces within the office, and as well as running the surveys that we do for NIST. Our funding partner, NIST, is a huge asset for us. So they give us, guidance and trends, and we have a great regional manager and a great NIST team that we work with within NIST. So they provide some really great insight on that. So I my key role now is to pretty much stay in touch with them and keep that momentum going, keep understanding what's coming in the forefront. So I did do the surveys that most of our clients probably know about, and they are a constant struggle to some point, but they are huge success stories that gives us such a great insight, but that provides us our funding through our funding partner, NIST. Yeah. And it's a huge deal for us. So something like surveys that we do for certain products or grants that we work with each individual manufacturing company for is a huge part of our company and how we sustain our metrics. And we are a company that has to provide metrics in order to sustain our funding. And that's how we do it. So yeah, so that's always been the funnest part of my job, to be honest with you. And now Robin's going to have that role. So that's a new realm within the company. So we have a lot of stuff going on, and I won't, I can't keep my hands out of it. So I'll still be involved in that. I have a hard time of letting go, is what people say. So as much as I can jam in, I will.
No, but I think it's good when you talk to people, Kim, and you tell them, when they say, obviously I'm sure your inner circle knows, where you work and how long you've been. But if you just happen to bump into somebody, an acquaintance or whatever, and they say, where do you work? And you say, I work for MassMEP. How do you describe it to them?
So the quick version I typically say is, and people really don't get it, but it's, I say we are federally and state funded by one. The federal state is a National Institute of Standards and Technologies. They're a funding partner. We work directly with small and medium-sized manufacturers. And our goal is to help them retain sales, increase sales, get jobs, retain their jobs. All of the metric pieces that go through my head on a daily basis. And they're like, wow, but they don't get it. So it's a broad brush of clearly what MassMEP does. But we like to give kudos to the manufacturers, especially. So that's a big piece of it too.
Yeah.
So we love that. But
because obviously we wouldn't be able to be here if it wasn't, if we didn't have manufacturing, that existed in the state. And it's funny how you said earlier about the manufacturers and how they pivoted and how, as a state, it, the impressiveness it really was of what everybody did. And it's funny because I have connections in other states because of where I've lived and moved around a lot. And in talking to them, and you hear the stories from these other states, and I'm just like, we don't have that. We don't have that, like our state. I mean, we're on it. We've done all of this with manufacturing, and maybe it's because we're in the pulse of, we have our thumb on the pulse of manufacturing. So we
are. I think being in the MERT in the position we were in during that, the COVID crisis at the very beginning, and being able to sustain that with our manufacturers and know exactly what their needs were, what they needed help with, how can I get this materials to produce these gowns or masks, and so we were a key role in that, and it really did help the manufacturing industries. We were going, cross states. If we all were, every state has an MEP, so we work closely with our regional MEPs, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut. So we all have grants together and things like that. So we do work closely with them and knowing how they do things too. It's all of it's like the Brady Bunch. You just gotta keep all our squares in a line and keep everybody abreast of what's happening and use best practices like we always do. And it's a great model. And so that's what keeps us going. So
always like that, Kim. Like, what were the? Where did the centers always overlap like that, or have you noticed that maybe now since this, it's actually grown and made it a little tighter?
Yeah. So NIST is a big player in that, where they want the centers to coexist and overlap and work with each other. So that has always been part of the umbrella of NIST, but. As especially through this pandemic and even a little bit before that, that seemed to be more in the forefront. So we do have a lot of meetings, cross regions and things like that with center directors is what I mostly sit on. And, get to hear some of the new stuff that's out there, what people are presenting. So it's great insight and it keeps you moving in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's the other night I was watching the news on one of the channels, and what was kind of, it's kind of neat to see how, like, as a country as well,
yeah,
how we've all come together. And I watched, you know, we watched a lot of manufacturers. It was a piece about manufacturing and about production, and how one company, everything and anything that they use to manufacture the product that they were putting out to, it was a consumer-based product. Mm-hmm. Everything they use was from another state in the United States.
Yeah. So, and there's a lot more of that. There's a huge tie going on right now with supply chain.
Yeah.
And that we also play a role in. We want to be in the forefront of that. And if nothing else, it's just helping your neighbor is really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that's all relevant and stays, you know, and stays in somewhere as a focus where people know where they can go to get that information.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, as we go forward into 2021, you know, like you said, we've done some a little bit of adjustments. We're making some changes, but the goal is always, it's the same. Our message and our goal stays the same, that we are here for the manufacturers, and we are, you know, we always say we're that little secret that's hidden, but our goal right now is to make sure we're not a secret anymore. Which is why we do things like this, and we're trying to out, and, you know.
Yeah, like, we all like to put our capes on and say, here we are.
Yeah, exactly. And it really does feel like that a lot of times too, I think, Kim, because there's definitely a lot of us on the staff that, you know, their pride, and that is another thing that seems to be that standing message that has come across in all the podcasts we've done and a lot of the people we've spoken with, the manufacturers, it's the pride of knowing what they're doing is sustaining and keeping moving forward and fighting this, you know, this disease or what, a virus, however you want to describe it. And so I think we're the same way. We're very proud of what we do at Mass MEP, right?
Yeah, we are very passionate about what we do.
Yes.
We all take it to a level. It's like your family. You know, you protect those family members that, you know, you want nothing to have bad happen to, and whatever you can fix, you fix. It's the mother instinct, I think, for in some aspects. That's our goal. That's what we want to do. We want to make sure everyone is, you know, being able to sustain their business and stay in business, and do whatever gets them into a good space, and do it so they're saving money, like cost savings and investments and things like that. We have, you know, we have a lot of people on our teams who can direct people to grants that can help them through all kinds of training aspects, employment, you know, employee trainers, things like that, which is huge for the manufacturing industry, and right all the way down to, you know, safety.
Yeah,
we had a big, huge role in that for training our manufacturing companies about the safety, especially with the COVID. So that really tied in to how we're trying to keep everybody safe and everybody working and making money.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the other part, on the flip side of that is, if there are, you know, some of these manufacturers that exist, you know, in other places, and they may be looking to root down somewhere, obviously that's why we do what we do, to, you know, you want people to see Massachusetts as a great state to root down a manufacturing business. So
and a couple of those things had happened during that pandemic. So we had a couple of companies that actually literally pivoted, bought a warehouse, pivoted into making gowns and masks, and their products and their inventory was up in their running, and I think it was almost 3.5 weeks or 4 weeks. So that was an amazing story, and actually that will be one of our success stories this quarter. So
that's awesome. And you, of all the times too, you would think in one of the worst times that we as an entire country, and I guess across the globe, were in, and look what happens. It's that we like to use the term, it was the phoenix rising from the ashes as well. And it really did. But it shows that it can be done no matter when or what circumstances, and that's what we can do. So
absolutely.
We have a lot of great things. You know, we obviously look at, you know, we had a meeting yesterday, we kind of talk about what we're looking at for 2021 and trends and where manufacturing's headed. And so we still stay on top of that as well. You know, because we have to know just as much as what they're doing. So, and I think,
well, lucky for MassMEP, we have a brilliant marketing team, and we are so good at sending out messaging about how and where and when and why. Yeah. So that in itself is a huge, you know, a huge asset for us.
So FYI to the audience out there, in case they don't know, I am part of that brilliant marketing team, just so you know, but I have two really, really awesome colleagues, which is our marketing director, Christy Grignon, and Matt Healy, who is our IT manager. He's actually behind the scenes right now. So
yes, he is.
You never get to see him, but he does do a lot of work. But we do have some really funny videos of him though too, but we'll have to wait.
That's a whole podcast in itself.
Yeah, so guys, because we're getting ready for, you know, we're going to do for the first time ever a little bit of a virtual holiday celebration.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to change things up a little bit. So maybe we'll use some of his videos and
We do like to have fun here. We are hard workers, everyone. And Matt is probably the funniest, hardest worker we have.
You're right. Yeah. Well, don't worry, Kim. I will find a way to expose that to the world.
Yes, we will have to do that. Yes.
I'm on top of it. So, well, I know you're super busy and when you want much longer, but I want to thank you for, you know, coming on with me this morning and catching me off guard. And
yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Haley. Yeah. You're such a good marketing person because you did catch me.
I know how, listen, I have a little birdie that tells me when I need to do things. So
I know.
This is what happens when you're the rookie. So you kind of come in and you just kind of, I'm almost like a bull in the china shop, you know?
Well, thank God for you that you are that way, because it works well with all of us.
Good. Well, good. I'm glad. So yeah. So here's to, you know, our exit plan out of 2020 and here's to 2021, right?
Yes. Yep. Everybody be safe and well.
Yeah. So everybody have a safe and happy holiday season. And
absolutely.
Don't worry, we'll be kicking it off with a bang in 2021. So we'll see everybody there. But
sure will.
Yeah, thanks, Kim, for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and happy holidays to everybody.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. You can subscribe to our channel on iTunes or Spotify. And remember, you can see us in your space, our space, or cyberspace. See you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. To listen to more of MassMEP's podcasts or for more information on how MassMEP, your resource for manufacturing greatness, can help you, please visit massmep.org.